this report about an incident happened in Manus Island. It started before 25 days from now, when the people started to protest peacefully, just to call for freedom and justice. But this led the immigration officers to come and hold meetings with the transferees on 5th February. And in this meeting, the clients or transferees asked many questions, but the immigration officer did not answer. And they said we'll be answering the questions after just maybe 2 weeks or 1 week. When it came that the immigration today, they came with the money, G4S staff and military, and with their police dogs. And they said you will not be settled in Australia, but in PNG, and you stay here for a long time, and you don't have any hope, even if you are genuine refugees. And this led people made another peaceful protest, and finally, some of PNG G4S staff decided to beat the clients or transferees of asylum seekers, and then some of us ran away from the compound. Just to escape and secure their lives when they couldn't secure their lives inside the compound. That was why the people run away from the compound. But they didn't run away from the compound to go to anywhere or to run away, but they couldn't secure their lives inside the compound. So they tried to secure their lives outside the compound. And that led other local staff, you know, some local people to attack and assault the transferees. Maybe above 50 people were injured. Other Australians as well were wounded slightly. But including this number, there are two who were seriously injured. So this is the incident that happened. And even it happened that the local people attacked us while we were inside the compound. Two stones, two swords, and use it whatever it takes to beat us. So this is us while we were inside the compound. You contact with any media, and we need your response to our severance. Thank you. Report, I wish. You contact with any media, and we need your response to our severance. Thank you.